Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The State Department has designated Tony Lee Thulsi and Brandon Lee Thulsi as specially designated global terrorists for their ties to ISIS. The designation imposes strict sanctions on foreign persons determined to have committed or pose a significant risk of committing acts of terrorism that threaten the security of Americans or the national security, foreign policy, or economy of the United States. These designations seek to deny Tony Lee Thulsi and Brandon Lee Thulsi the resources they need to plan and carry out terrorist attacks. All of Tony Lee Thulsi and Brandon Lee Thulsi's property and interests in property subject to U.S. jurisdiction are blocked. U.S. persons are generally prohibited from engaging in any transactions with them. In July 2016, Tony Lee Thulsi and Brandon Lee Thulsi were arrested during raids in South Africa for their links to ISIS. At the time of their arrest, the twin brothers had been plotting attacks targeting Jewish individuals and institutions and foreign embassies, including the U.S. Embassy in South Africa. Both Tony Lee Thulsi and Brandon Lee Thulsi attempted to travel to Syria to fight for ISIS and recruited others to join the terrorist group. Tony Lee Thulsi also communicated with individuals linked to ISIS to discuss how to build and obtain explosive devices for the purpose of carrying out attacks. These designations notify the U.S. public and the international community that Tony Lee Thulsi and Brandon Lee Thulsi have committed or pose a significant risk of committing acts of terrorism. Terrorism designations expose and isolate entities and individuals and deny them access to the U.S. financial system. Moreover, designations can assist the law enforcement activities of U.S. agencies and other governments. These designations are part of a comprehensive U.S. strategy to defeat the terrorist threat wherever it lurks.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.